And you don't have to read too far in Acts to realize that this early church was a movement not to be ignored or squelched. Arrest them and beat them, and they call a prayer meeting. Put them in jail, and they convert the jailer. In Thessalonica, they were accused of turning the whole world upside down. These early Christians were very serious about living the Christian life. Well, these Christians here in the first century could not be ignored or silenced. And I want us to reflect for a few minutes on some reasons why this early church made such an impact. But first, let me share some ways in which we will not make an impact. Number one, we will not make an impact on our community by conforming to the world. Paul in Romans chapter 12 begins what we sometimes call the practical section of the letter. Those first 11 chapters deal with doctrine, and then he deals with duty. So out of doctrine comes forth our duty. And Paul begins that chapter by saying, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." So Paul appeals to them on the basis of God's mercy to present their bodies as living sacrifices. And he instructs them not to be conformed to this world. Do not allow the world to squeeze you into its mold, but to be transformed by the continual renewal of their minds. We, of course, are in the world, but not of the world. Number two, we will not make an impact by compromising God's truths. Jeroboam tried that, and he led God's people into sin. This is 1 Kings chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. "So the king consulted, and he made two golden calves, and he said to them, 'It is too much.'" Four words. "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold your gods, O Israel, that brought you up from the land of Egypt." He set one in Bethel and the other he put in Dan. "Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan." It is too much for you to have to come here to Jerusalem. So he builds these two idols there in Dan and Bethel. We will not make an impact by compromising God's truths. But number three, we will not make an impact by preaching to please men. Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, "For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." We have this interesting passage in 1 Kings chapter 22. "Then the messenger who went to summon Micaiah spoke to him, saying, 'Behold now, the words of the prophets are uniformly favorable to the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak favorably.' But Micaiah said, 'As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that I shall speak.'" Earlier, when Jehoshaphat suggested to Ahab about consulting Micaiah, Ahab said, "I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." We will not make an impact by preaching just to please men. But we have to have that spirit and that attitude of Micaiah, "What the Lord says to me, that I shall speak." Well, this early church made an impact because God was such a vital part of their lives and all that they did. And from the text that you heard read from Acts chapter 5, there is a discussion going on about this movement of Christianity. And Gamaliel stands up and he says, this is Acts 5 verse 38, "So in the present case, I say to you, stay away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or action is of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them, or else you may even be found fighting against God." So if we are a church that is striving to do God's will, we will make an impact. Well, why did they have such an impact? Number one, they were aware of the divine purpose. Luke 24, verse 46, he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." And the book of Ephesians has a great deal to say about purpose. The church was a part of God's eternal purpose to make us right with him through the sacrifice of Christ. What about the divine plan? Acts 1 and verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." To be his witnesses, beginning right here in Mobile and then to the other parts of the world. That is God's divine plan. And then number three, there was a divine power. Acts 1 verse 8 again, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." So we go out with his power in us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us today. And Paul makes that point especially there in the book of Ephesians. When Paul came back from his first missionary journey, this is Acts 14 verse 27, "When they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all things that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles." The apostle was reminding the brethren in Antioch of God's purpose and God's plan and God's power. He was reporting all things that God had done with them and how God had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And this early church did not lose sight of the problem they were sent to address or the solution that they were commissioned to give. The problem was sin, and the solution was Jesus Christ. And this early church accepted the challenge of spreading the gospel. Everywhere they went, they made an impact with what they were preaching. Acts 5 verse 28, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name. And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Have we filled our city with the gospel of Christ? That's what the apostles, "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching." That's one of the challenges that lies before us. Acts 8 and verse 4, "Therefore those who had been scattered went about preaching the word." After the death of Stephen, the early church was being persecuted. They were scattered, but even though they were scattered, they continued to preach the word. I believe there was a joy and excitement about that early fellowship. I don't want us to just have the words and not have the right attitude. I don't want us to just have a mandate and not have the melody of Christ in our hearts. I don't want us to just have the right doctrine and not the right spirit. I don't want us to just have all the knowledge and no love. We need some heart and soul and spirit in what we do as a congregation of God's people. And again, I want to challenge all of us here at Regency to go out and to make an impact on our community for the cause of Christ. And that means every single member doing his or her part in making a difference for the Lord. We are in this together. That is our theme for 2018. Together. Every one of us going out there and making an impact in our community for the cause of Christ. And do not underestimate what each of you will be able to do as you go out there and try to make a difference here in our community here in Mobile. Making an impact for the cause of Christ. If you need to respond this morning to the invitation of Jesus Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, we're going to sing our song of encouragement here in just a moment. And we would encourage you, implore you, beg you to come and to make that most important decision to give your life to Christ. If you desire the prayers of the congregation for any reason, we are here to pray with you, to pray for you. Again, we are in this together. We want to be there for each other through the difficult times, through the joyful times. We are in this together, and we're here to pray with you and to pray for you if you desire the prayers of the congregation. So if we can serve you, help you in any way, would you please let us know how as we stand together and sing.